여러분 안녕하십니까? 지금부터 중학교 2학년 11회 영어 듣기 모의고사를 시작하겠습니다. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 지금부터 듣기 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 토요일의 날씨로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello everyone, this is the weather report. It has been cloudy since the day before yesterday. It's a Friday morning and it will rain all day. The sky will clear up overnight and it will be sunny tomorrow. The temperature will rise to 20 degrees Celsius in the afternoon. At night, it will get cloudy again and the rain will start on Sunday.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자가 구입할 화분으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to buy a pot for my best friend.
How about this rectangular-shaped one? It's very popular.
It's nice, but I don't want it. I want a round-shaped pot with handles.
There are two models. Which one do you like better?
I like the simple design without patterns.
3번 대화를 듣고 남자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
You promised to buy me a bicycle if I improve my grades on the final exams, didn't you?
Yes, I did. So, did you get better grades?
I got a perfect score on this exam. Are you surprised?
Good job. That's really surprising. I thought you could make it.
Thank you. When shall we go shopping?
Let's go to buy a bicycle right now.
4번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What a great tower in this picture. What is it?
It is Ensol Tower. It is on the top of Namsan in Seoul.
It looks very tall.
You are right. We can enjoy the city view from the top of it.
That's wonderful. I wonder how tall the Ensol Tower is.
I don't know. Let's look it up on the internet.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Do you know when Sujin's flight arrives?
Yes, I do. The flight will get to the airport at 5:30 p.m.
Do you mind if I go with you to pick her up?
Of course not. But we should finish cleaning this classroom before going there.
Okay. I'll sweep the floor with a broom.
Then I'll arrange all the desks.
6번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말의 의도로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
You should not listen to music loudly here.
Why not?
Making much noise is not allowed in a public place.
In all public places?
Yes. Why don't you stop listening to music loudly from now on?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll wear headphones for sure.
7번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 스키 리조트에 가는 요일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
It's snowing too much to go to the ski resort.
Yes, I think we can't drive safely to there. The weather report says We will have heavy snow today.
I think so too. The road may be very slippery.
What about going skiing tomorrow?
You mean Thursday? I have plans with my friend that day. Let's go skiing the day after tomorrow then.
Okay.
You
look so excited today. What's the occasion?
I heard that the final exam was delayed.
So, do you feel relieved?
Sure. Will you go bike riding with me?
No, I don't feel like it.
Then what do you want to do? Go shopping or play tennis?
Well, I'd like to see a movie, but I don't know about new movies.
Okay, I'll check them.
9번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 냉장고에서 찾지 못한 것을 고르시오.
Lisa and I wanted to have an omelet last night, so we decided to make it ourselves. We could find some ingredients in the refrigerator, such as carrots, potatoes, onions, cheese, and so on. We also found tomato ketchup. However, unfortunately, we had no eggs. We had to put everything back in its place.
10번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 내용으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I bought a bicycle at an online shopping mall. The shopping mall is small and unreliable. But the price of the bicycle was so cheap that I decided to buy it. I sent money to the mall owner, but I didn't receive the bicycle. I reported my situation to the police. The policeman solved my problem. And I got the money back. In short, we shouldn't buy anything from an unreliable online shopping mall.
11번. 다음을 듣고 방송 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Attention. Students and teachers in the classroom. I'm the principal of our school. Please turn on the TV in your classroom. We will watch an educational video clip about school violence. It will last for 15 minutes. After that, we'll have a 5-minute break. Therefore, the first class will start later than usual, at 9:20. Thank you.
12번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 전화를 건 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello?
Mom, it's me. Can I ask you a favour?
That depends. What is it?
Can I invite my friends to our home to study together?
Sure. Why don't you have dinner at home?
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'll make pizza for you.
Thanks.
13번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 예약 시간으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Dr. Chase Clinic.
Hi, this is Jay Wilson. I'm calling to change my reservation.
So you cannot make it at 6 o'clock this evening, can you?
Oh, I thought it was at 5.
No, you're supposed to come here at 6 p.m. tonight.
Sorry, I was confused. I can arrive at that time.
Okay, see you then.
14번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
How are you? It's a fine day today.
Yes, it's perfect weather for exercise.
How often do you exercise here?
I usually exercise 3 times a week.
I often see people running here when I work in the office of this park.
This park is good for running.
Right. Many of the neighbors enjoy this park.
Sally,
where are you going?
To the mall. I have to buy a lock.
A lock? What for?
My younger brother often looks in my desk. It makes me angry.
So, are you going to lock the desk?
Yes. Many private things are in it. I don't want him to look in my desk drawer for fun.
I think you should talk to him about it first.
No way. I'll just lock my drawer.
16번 대화를 듣고 여자가 교무실에 가는 이유로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Gina. Where are you going?
To the teacher's office.
Why?
I got caught by my science teacher while I sent a text message to John during science class.
It is against the school rules.
I know. So I'd like to apologize to my science teacher.
Don't worry. He will forgive you. He is so generous.
17번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
Number 1. How much is this copy machine?
It is $1,000.
Number 2. Would you mind making a copy of this paper?
Not at all. Give it to me.
Number 3. Stop copying me. You're embarrassing me.
Sorry, I didn't mean it.
Number 4. The copy machine doesn't work.
I guess a piece of paper is jammed.
Number 5. Don't forget to make a copy of the report as a backup.
Okay, I won't.
18번. 다음을 듣고 오늘 남자에게 일어났던 일이 아닌 것을 고르시오.
Dear Diary, today I went to the park and played baseball with my friends until 3 p.m. On my way home, I was almost hit by a motorcycle. I was so scared that I couldn't shout at all. After I came home, I packed some books to go to the library. I didn't ride a bicycle because of the heavy rain. I walked there to study science because of the test tomorrow.
19번과 20번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 이어질 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오. 19번
Hi, Andy. Long time no see.
Yes, it's been a long time.
How have you been?
Great. I went to London with my parents.
How long were you there?
For a month during this summer vacation.
How was the weather in London?
I'm going to move into a new apartment next Monday.
Really? Why?
The distance from my house to the office is too far.
Do you have another reason to move?
Yes. My noisy neighbors bother me a lot.
I understand. Do you want me to help?
수고하셨습니다. 이상으로 중학교 2학년 11회 영어 듣기 모의고사를 마칩니다.